from the archival wing of the Historical Department of Southwest Airlines. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. This episode is about some of the history of Southwest Airlines. And from time to time, I'll pick a week or two and talk about some of the things that have made this airline great. Now, the time span of this podcast covers late August through September, and it's listed by year, but it bounces around in dates. On September 29th, 1971, Southwest Airlines receives our fourth aircraft. A big deal, you might say, but it was a big deal. This plane was purchased. It was scheduled to fly charters and part of our regular schedule. But the man was trying to keep us down, and a federal judge ruled we could not fly out of state, even on charters. And we didn't have enough business to use the plane on our scheduled flights only, so we had to sell it. Incidentally, we sold it to Frontier Airlines and made $500,000 on it. But since we're not in the airplane selling business, but in the flying people around business, we were going to have to reduce our scheduled flights. Bill Franklin, part of a very small management team and formerly of Trans Texas, suggested turning our planes in only 10 minutes, you know, the time it takes to deplane, reload, and refuel. If we could do that, we could maintain our schedule with only three planes. Now, since we really didn't have that many passengers loading and unloading, it could be done. In fact, even today, we average 25 minutes on turns, which is the fastest in the industry. So from 71 to 76, on September 13th, 76, Southwest placed our sixth aircraft into service, a Boeing 737, of course. By the way, today we have more like 539. There was a lot of growth in 1977. September 15th, in fact, service to Austin begins. That becomes the fifth city that we opened in 1977. Corpus, El Paso, Midland, and Lubbock are the others. In fact, Lubbock and Midland were opened on the same day. And believe it or not, that's not even a record. We opened six cities in 1982 and seven cities in 1994 when we purchased Morris Air. August 30th, 1979, Southwest introduces Cubic Western Data self-ticketing machines in all cities. Passengers, by swiping their credit card in the machine, they're able to buy a ticket and go directly to the gate. Now think about this. ATMs were barely around. In Vegas, you actually had to put coins in a slot machine. This was really groundbreaking technology, and we called the machine the Quickie Ticket. On September 5th, 1980, service terminated at Beaumont Port Arthur Orange, or BPT is the airport code, for economic reasons. A lot of people may not even know we ever flew there. On September 18th, 1982, Southwest inaugurates service from LAX with three daily flights. Compare that to one of our newer cities, Denver, which started with 13 daily flights. September 7th, 1990, Shamu 3 is introduced. That's right, there are three. One plane for each of the three SeaWorld parks, San Diego, San Antonio, and Orlando. Be sure to check out the photo on the blog post of all three. I think it's the only time they were all together in one place. On September 15th, 1993, Southwest service to Baltimore with eight daily flights begins, which makes us a bona fide coast-to-coast carrier. September 5th, 1994, to celebrate our broadcast sponsorship of Monday Night Football on ABC, Southwest offered a $25 one-way fare every Monday night. The commercial showed Herb as the coach, and as we all know, all good coaches get the ice in the water from the cooler dumped on them, so the commercial was no different. A little trivia here, Herb had a cold when the ad was being shot and no one wanted to give him pneumonia, so the water was warm and the ice cubes were made of plastic, and they had one take. September 29th, 1997, kicked off the Adopt-a-Pilot program for fifth grade students. It's a national program where fifth graders learn about aviation through the pilot's eyes. Southwest pilots mentor and educate children by spending time in their classrooms during a four-week program. Now, if you're interested in trying to get a pilot for your child's classroom, you can learn more at adoptapilot.com. September 23rd, 1998, Laura Wright becomes Southwest Airlines' new treasurer. Today, she's the CFO. Why I mention this one especially is because I went to college with Laura. She doesn't remember me, but I actually knew her twin sister better. I think the most comments of any podcast blog that I have gotten was on our Southwest Airlines Recycle. So here's an update of something that happened on August 26th, 1999. Southwest introduced environmentally friendly electric-powered ground equipment at the Tulsa International Airport. Six belt loaders and seven electric tugs. Tugs are those giant riding lawnmower-looking things that pull the baggage carts around the tarmac. Anyway, at the time, system-wide, that gave Southwest 20 electric belt loaders and 50 electric tugs. Today, our electric fleet has grown to 240 tugs, 167 belt loaders, and 67 pushback tractors. Those are those big things that push the airplanes back from the gate. On September 11th, 2000, officials at Southwest announced that our website, southwest.com, had generated more than $1 billion in passenger revenue that year. Now, at the time, about 30% of Southwest's total passenger revenues were made through the site. Now, I remember this being just a huge deal because this ranked Southwest.com as one of the largest e-commerce sites in the world, including Amazon.com and others, and the largest among all airlines. I think all good secret projects need a code name. So on September 18th, 2000, Southwest Airlines dedicated our 10th specialty aircraft named New Mexico One. The plane carries a depiction of the state's flag featuring the ancient symbol of the Zia Pueblo Indians. The yellow plane with the red symbol was codenamed Project Zia by the selected employees who worked on it. I found out about New Mexico One on September 18th, 2000 with everybody else. Effective September 2nd, 2003, Southwest customers with cell phones on board could begin using them after the flight attendant gives permission to do so upon landing at the destination while you're taxiing to the airport gate. Now, before that, we all had to wait until the aircraft door actually opened. So next time you're on a flight, try to count how many phone calls you can overhear that start out with, "Yeah, I'm here." Of course, people never bother to say, "So I'm here and on time." Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.